Masechet Eduyot Perek Gimel Mishnah Gimel. Here we'll have two more machlokot between the Bidosa and the Hachamim about matanot kehuna, gifts that are given to the Kohanim. The first one we'll talk about Tiruma. Tiruma is a portion that's separated from produce grown in Eretz Israel, given to Kohanim. Them and their families are allowed to eat it, but non-Kohanim are prohibited to eat Tiruma. We have a machloket between these two Hachamim about non-Kohanim who want to eat Teruma produce that's usually thrown out. Mishnah says, "Me'e avatiach uknebat yarak shel teruma." The insides of a melon, the pits of a melon, and the juices that are not usually eaten, and also the knevat yarak, which are parts of the vegetable that are usually removed, like the leaves on the outside, the peels of the vegetable not usually eaten, that are part of the teruma vegetable. Rabbi Dosa matir lezarim, says Rabbi Dosa that zarim, non-Kohanim, are allowed to eat these scraps of food because they're not actually food. They're usually thrown out. People are in the habit of getting rid of them, and therefore, they're not considered to be food. V'hachamim osrin, but Hachamim forbid them to non-Kohanim. According to the Hachamim, they have the same status as food. Even though people don't usually eat them, they're edible. And the definition of food, according to Hachamim, is something that is edible. Another gift that we'll discuss is reshit hagez, which is the shearings of the sheep. Every season, a farmer would have to give the wool to the Kohen, but he's only obligated to do so if minimum requirements are met. Not if he just shaves one sheep, but through the way they learn it out from the Torah, you have a certain minimum that has to be done. Hamesh rehelot gezuzot mane upras. If someone shears a minimum of 5 sheep, and the wool that came from each sheep weighs at least a mane and a half, then those sheep are obligated in neshit hagez. But if the wool of any of the 5 that we're talking about, 5 minimum, weigh less than a mane, then the obligation of reshit hagez would not apply until you have a total of at least 5 sheep that give off a mane and a half of wool. This is divrei Rabbi Dosa, the opinion of Rabbi Dosa. V'hachamim omrim hamesh rehelot kol shehen. Say hachamim, 5 sheep, the amount of their wool is any amount. If you shave 5 sheep, you're obligated to give their wool as reshit hagez. We understand this not literally to be any amount whatsoever, but the requirement of the Hachamim is less. Rabbi Dosa would say that each sheep has to give off 1.5 maneh, which is the equivalent of 37.5 selaim, because each maneh equals 25 selaim. Hachamim say that the minimum from all of the 5 sheep together are 60 selaim, which would say 12 selaim minimum per sheep on its own. So they have a much less amount, but there still is a minimum according to them as well.